Survey, Migration Moves Voters to the Polls. By Neil Monroe on November 8, 2022. Migration is moving Republicans and swing voters to the polls today, according to a pre-election poll by YouGov. Immigration is the third most important issue for GOP voters, after the economy and inflation, says the November 3 to 6 poll of 1,500 citizens by YouGov and The Economist magazine. More than 9 in 10 likely voters who are Republicans say they are thinking a lot about the economy, 92% when they cast their ballot this year, and 91% say the same about inflation. About 4 in 5 are thinking a lot about each of the following long-standing Republican concerns: immigration, 82%, crime, 81%, and government spending, 78%. More than 52% of independent swing voters also say they are thinking a lot about migration when they cast their votes. Just 30% of Democrats say migration is a top issue for them. This muted response likely echoes their party's effort to minimize coverage of the disastrous political and economic impact of their semi-open border policies. Among Republican voters, immigration is the second most important issue after inflation, but tied with jobs and the economy and is well ahead of crime. But many donor-backed GOP candidates have spent much of the election trying to minimize the pocketbook impact of immigration, and to instead portray migration as an issue of crime or chaos. The House GOP's leaders have promised to curb President Joe Biden's huge inflow of illegal workers, renters, and consumers through the southern border. But they have said little or nothing about the federal government's massive levels of legal migration that aids donors. Some GOP politicians are pushing for immigration changes that would help Americans' pocketbooks. Since 1965, the federal government's extraction of migrants from poor countries has forced down Americans' wages. It has also boosted rents and housing prices, and it has reduced native-born Americans' clout in local and national elections. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of fields and spiked the number of deaths of despair. An April 2020 article in the New York Times described some of the debilitating poverty faced by Americans in a high migration economy. Melissa Haddock, an administrator in Florence, Alabama, told the newspaper, "My parents, a mechanic and a waitress in rural Alabama, were able to purchase a home and land and save money for the future. When I was a child, we lived in a trailer, but they transformed it room by room into a three-bedroom house with multiple levels and chicken coops and greenhouses and all kinds of stuff. I live week to week in rent. I am an admin, which you think would be a decent living. You should be able to afford a car payment and a house payment. I mean, that's what my parents could have done. It was more affordable, their fair wages went further. But that is not something that's a reality for me." Pro-migration policies have seriously damaged the Democratic Party's chances in the 2022 midterms. In August, a majority of Americans said Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to a poll commissioned by the left-of-center, taxpayer-supported National Public Radio, NPR. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and to the inflow of temporary contract workers into the jobs needed by the families of blue-collar and white-collar Americans. This third-rail opposition is growing: anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.